The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. The nation of Israel and Judah always prospered when the kings obeyed God, because God was walking among them and blessing the whole nation. The king was setting the right example, and the people were following in his footsteps and obeying their maker. God cannot continue to bless anyone if you persist in turning away from God's word, but God promises to bless those that repent and begin to obey him. Notice this in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. God has this to say, "It was for ancient Israel, it is for our nation today, it is for you personally, my friends." Listen to what God said. "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." That's a promise from Almighty God. And my friend, our land needs to be healed today. We need to be healed physically, mentally, and emotionally, and financially, and morally, and spiritually above all. That does apply for our nation today, and that is the only way that our nation will survive. No man or number of men or women will or can save our nation and bring it back to be the prosperous and the blessed nation that we have known it to be. There are some already saying we are becoming like a third world nation. It is not looking good for America. We are in severe trouble, and some of our leaders are admitting that publicly. Some may have good ideas and good intentions as to what to do to help our nation's economy by creating jobs and putting people to work. But unless we begin putting our spiritual house in order and calling on our people to repent of our many sins, which God has said would be multiplying in the end time, nothing we do will save our nation from the financial, moral, and spiritual trouble that we are in. Nothing will save us from the natural disasters such as storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, floods, droughts, torrential rains here and there, and no rain here and there, drought here and there, and too much rain, flooding here and there in various parts of our land. We are well aware that these natural disasters are picking up momentum. We may think it's just time and chance. Well, is it? Have we ever thought about the fact that God just may have a hand in these things? Have you ever thought about the fact that God could put a stop to what we call natural disasters? You may wonder why God doesn't. Is there a reason why God allows such things to happen? You may say, God isn't causing all these things. Well, even if he isn't, he certainly is allowing them. But why would he do that? One thing we need to understand is that God is in charge and nothing can happen unless he allows it. So in all these natural disasters, if God isn't causing them, he is not stopping them. And he just may be trying to wake us up by sending them. God does say he corrects every son he loves. God loves all people, every nation, every individual. All God does or allows is for a purpose. Notice what God says in the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 3. "The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet." God will not acquit the wicked. He demands repentance. And Christ gave his life so our sins can be forgiven. This verse also tells us that God is slow to anger. Many other scriptures tell us that as well. God doesn't get in any hurry to punish, but he does and will if we don't finally wake up and turn to him. Verse 3 also tells us that God has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm. Could God use the weather and other natural calamities to correct a nation or the whole world, or to destroy a nation or the whole world? Has he ever done that in the history of mankind? How about the worldwide flood and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, and in many other circumstances, such as in time of war? I think we all have heard how God intervened in World War II by the weather. Continuing here in Nahum, the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. He rebukes the seas and makes it dry, and dries up all the rivers. Bashan and Carmel wither, and the flower of Lebanon melt. God is telling you that He does and that He can intervene in the weather any time that He will. The mountains quake before Him, the hills melt, and the earth heaves at His presence. Yes, the world and all who dwell in it. God is trying to get across to us that He is in charge, that He has the power to do whatever He wants to do and whatever He sees fit to do. And one thing that you should remember, my friends, is that all that God does or all that God allows is exactly what ought to be. Verse 6, who can stand before His indignation? And who can endure the fierceness of His anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by Him. Yes, God's anger will be aroused against Israel, and mainly the United States and the British people, and He asks, who can stand before His anger? He will see to it that our demise will come, and we will pay a big price for turning our back on our God. We are already paying a big price, so is the whole world. But the price will get much higher for the Israelitish people before it gets all that much higher for the rest of the world. That is God's word. It will happen. And you can take that statement to the bank. Unless we as a nation repent and turn to our God, which isn't likely that we will. Yes, there is a way out for you individually and our nation and the whole world. Will you take it? Jesus Christ opened that way by His death. That grace is there, salvation is there, and it is a free gift if you are willing to live within the bounds of the plan of salvation. Yes, spiritual salvation is there, and physical salvation is there as well. Before Satan's rule on this earth ends, troubles and problems of all kinds will multiply. The great tribulation is very near, and it certainly seems that Jacob's trouble has already begun. That's trouble for the United States and the British people. What will we do? Will you ask yourself, what will I do? You should ask yourself that question, what will I do? I can tell you, our government will not be in a position to take care of you. What will you do? Will you ignore God's warning message to repent and turn to Him in obedience to His word and begin putting your trust in Him? That is the best choice that you can make, my friends. Notice what God says to anyone that will wholeheartedly repent, and that means repent of breaking His law and ignoring His word. Notice once again what God said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 14 through 15. Now, I read that just a few minutes ago, but I want you to hear this again. Perhaps you've already forgotten it by now. So listen again to what God said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 14 and 15. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, and that means repent, my friends, and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Our land is in severe trouble. Our land needs to be healed. And we have a big part in that. All we have to do is repent and turn to our Maker. And God says He will begin to send out blessing after blessing on us. Verse 15, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. In other words, God is telling you and me that wherever we are, if we are in a repentant attitude and trying and struggling to serve our Maker, that He will hear our prayers. God doesn't want to punish this nation or the world, for that matter, but He will if He needs to, just to get our attention. He would rather see people turn and begin obeying Him because they want to, not because they are forced to. God has this to say to our nation and you individually. It's recorded in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, beginning in verse 27. Again, when a wicked man turns away from the wickedness which he commits and does what is lawful and right, he preserves himself alive. Sound like the dividends are very good for turning to God, and indeed they are. Listen to that scripture again. He said, again, when a wicked man turns away from the wickedness which he has committed, and does what is lawful and right, he preserves himself alive. Yes, that sounds good to me. How about you, my friends? Continuing here in verse 28 and 29, because he considers and turns away from all his transgressions which he committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is not fair. In other words, we're saying that the way of the Lord is not right. We know a better way. Well, we've gone our way. Has it worked, my friends? God says, O house of Israel, is it not my ways which are fair and your ways which are not fair? God is asking us a question. Now notice as God continues speaking to you and our nation. In verse 30, therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways. Listen to this, my friend. God is speaking to you individually. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways. You're going to be judged according to your ways. You may think that you're getting away with whatever you want to do today, but you are going to pay a price, my friend. As a matter of fact, you already are. Yes, everyone will be judged according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions so that iniquity will not be your ruin. Yes, my friend, this is for you personally. Most everyone has been ignoring this warning and repentance message. God is telling you that you will reap what you sow. He says that in many places in the Old and in the New Testament. Then he says, repent and turn from all your sins so that iniquity, that is, breaking the law and the word of God, will not be your ruin. Well, iniquity is what has gotten us in the mess that we're in. Is your life messed up? How about you, my friend? Is your life messed up? If so, would you admit what has caused it and change your ways, begin to obey your Maker? Well, we've got to break off there, but we'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about what's going to happen to our nation and how you can escape, just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God. We have a booklet that you need to read. Actually, it's a book that you need to read. And all you need to do is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, and request your free book, The United States and Britain in Prophecy. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Or you can order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. But my friends, you need this book. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, and request your free booklet, The United States and Britain in Prophecy. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and on several others that you may be able to pick up in your area. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you understand His way and learn and live the purpose of life, that is, becoming like God and Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.